Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, I know you've spent more time on the air this week than I have. You've gotten a chance to feel the weight of expectation that is already being thrown at Caleb Williams. I wrote a piece at ChicagoTribune.com earlier in the week telling Bears fans to be ready to just recalibrate your expectations. I'm not telling you to downgrade him. I'm just saying recalibrate him because you're bringing a rookie quarterback into the mix. But I'm curious what your feedback has been and what your reaction has been to what has been the week after Justin Fields' exit and suddenly a swarm of opinion on where the bar should be set for this team and this quarterback.
There are a lot of people waiting for this kind of tempering of expectations, ready to pounce on what they believe is an inconsistency. The fact that, all right, now if this guy was good enough for you to want Justin Fields replaced, then why are you saying he's not good enough to have all these expectations on him? Why are you telling us to tap the brakes? I think that's the wrong way to look at it, obviously, because I think the two things can be true, and they are true, in my opinion. Caleb Williams was the obvious choice and direction to go for the Chicago Bears. He's a rookie quarterback. Still, you're going to be plopping into an ideal situation, maybe the best situation any number one overall pick has gone into because of where the Bears are. But you also are talking about a rookie. And Justin Fields leaving has more to do with the Bears' ambition and where the ceiling is, okay? Mm-hmm. So where the ceiling is with Caleb Williams is you believe you can win a Super Bowl because of him. Now, he's not a with him guy. He's a because of guy.
Yeah.
And so the ceiling has changed. But as far as the floor, I think you've got to be realistic and fair. And fair is the word I think is missing here. You know, the floor could be higher than most rookie quarterbacks, but still, he's not going to be as high as some veterans. So the floor is probably a guy that's going to make some great plays. He's going to make some rookie mistakes. And just be realistic in what you have. The beauty of getting Caleb Williams is more about the future than the present. He'll improve the present, but maybe not to the extent to which that, you know, if you place too many high expectations on him, he's going to probably not meet all of them because they're unrealistic.
It's 100% clear that there is still a ton of emotion attached to this conversation because it is still so new that the Bears have moved off of Justin Fields. My question is, how long does it take for that emotion to die down? Will that emotion still be percolating in week one when Caleb Williams goes out and throws for 222 yards and has a touchdown and two picks and loses a fumble? Will the people be ready to pounce and cast their "this was a mistake" verdict one game into the season when we know that Ryan Poles is going to take the very practical, very measured long view of where this thing is headed, which is to set this organization up for success into Caleb Williams' second contract, into the 2030s, into a period where he can be the best quarterback to ever play for the Chicago Bears. Some people are shouting at me on social media, shouting at you over the airwaves, saying, if he's not as good as CJ Stroud was last year, then it's a mistake. It's a bust. You sold him to be a generational talent. And if he can't clear that bar, then it's a waste of time. We'll slow down. Like, I'm going to afford Caleb Williams the same grace in my analysis in 2024 that I afforded Justin Fields in 2021. When Caleb Williams gets into year two, when Caleb Williams gets into year three, we're going to look at it through a different lens. But we have enough experience covering the league to understand some of the bumps in the road and some of the inevitable growing pains that you have to go through to make some of these breakthroughs. And I just want people to understand that the acceptance of inconsistency, the acceptance of struggle, it's not backpedaling. It's not moving the goalpost. It's not lowering the bar. It's just telling you this is reality in the NFL. And yes, the Chicago Bears as a team in 2024 should absolutely be ready to contend for a playoff berth. If they go 9-8 and miss out by a game, I'm not going to get the pitchforks out and hand them to my neighbors and say, storm the gates at Hellas Hall and call for everybody's jobs up there, because that's just not a measured view of the situation. And so we'll see how it goes, because David, I do think it's going to take a long time and probably longer than many hope for the emotion to
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Die down in this conversation.
Well, I think you said the other day during one of our podcasts that you hope the Bears are able to, from an organizational standpoint, surround Caleb Williams with the kind of help him message better, help him be prepared for the crush of attention. And I think part of that is help him deal with what could be falling short of unrealistic expectations.
That's it.
And it's coaching him through these kinds of things. Because let's face it, what we're talking about is very an intangible thing. Could be a potential distraction. It could be a potential division. If you say the wrong thing, or if you do the wrong thing yourself, from body language through what you say after a game, after you threw a pick where you thought Keenan Allen was going to break right and you threw it left, and you're blaming all of a sudden a veteran, and you can never outgrow that mistake in a town like Chicago. So I think it's incumbent upon the Bears as well. I mean, well, the fans are going to think what the fans are going to think, Dan. We've both been around long enough to understand that. To expect them to be rational as a whole is not realistic. But I do think the Bears can do a better job if they're expecting that they're going to have to help this rookie, you know, treat him like maybe a rookie. Give him some space, but also give him some help.
Right. And give him some grace. Right. I think that's an operative word here. I also think it's worth pointing this out. The Bears have gone 16-35 over the last three seasons. Not good enough. They are positioned to go well beyond that over the next 3 years. Right. Like, let's just be honest about it. They're going to win more than 16 games over the next 3 years, and they're going to be positioned to have a much higher level of success than we've enjoyed here. I tweeted after the Keenan Allen trade last week that the window to compete is open. You and I have discussed that. Now it's about getting the quarterback to prop in as a steel bar and keep that window open for a long time. But this idea that, he's got to become CJ Stroud 2.0 immediately, this idea that he's got to become Mahomes because Mahomes' name has been attached to him overnight, it's misguided. And the contrast to that is, okay, he's got to be better than Justin Fields. That won't be a huge bar to clear. Justin Fields' season best completion percentage, 61.4%. Passing yardage, 2,562. Touchdown passes, 17. Passer rating, 86.3. Sack rate, 10.6%. Caleb Williams is positioned to be better than Justin's best season as a Chicago Bear as a rookie. I agree with that. And so we'll see how that measures up. I think one of the things I wrote, and I think you would probably agree with, is that already the trade of Justin Fields and the decision to move on to a rookie quarterback is prudent. It's sensible. It made perfect sense with where the Bears are positioned. But to qualify for it to be a success, there are going to be things that need to happen. There are going to be achievements that need to be unlocked. This guy's going to need to become a multiple-time Pro Bowler. He's going to have to lead multiple playoff runs. You know, that's more than one trip into the playoffs where you win a football game. He's going to have to be a guy that elevates the play of guys you never heard of, and you say, wow, I want that guy on my fantasy team because he's catching passes from Caleb Williams. Those boxes are going to have to be checked. I just don't think it has to be done by Halloween, or we have to call for everyone's heads.
Thank you. I mean, eventually they'll get to all that. Eventually we'll start checking off those boxes and making sure that this is the ambition that the Bears, you know, maintain. But I do think that there's, it sounds to some people very contradictory or maybe even hypocritical, but you can be in a hurry to get him here. And also, once he arrives, remind people to slow down. and that's kind of what we're doing here. And I think that if it sounds inconsistent, then so be it. But I do think that you got to be realistic. And he's still a rookie. But rookie number one picks do bust. I don't expect that. I don't think neither one of us do. He looked really fluid today, and he sounded like a guy with that easy confidence that endears him to a large crowd and certainly is something that people have identified and associated with him since his days in Washington, D.C. So Caleb Williams had a good day, and I think Bears fans had a better one because they can look to this as another step in the right direction.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.